We're on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm joined on the phone today by National Pork Producers Council board member and hog farmer Dwayne Statler. He's from Ohio. Dwayne, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
It's no problem. It's nice to be with you, Dustin.
So with the new incoming administration next week, there's been a lot of talk President-elect Biden and the Democratic Party ran a lot on environmental issues. And of course, that's going to be his platform here, at least right off the bat when things get rolling. And the National Pork Producers Council yesterday brought up a new campaign called Farming Today for Tomorrow to kind of highlight what pork producers have already been doing. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that program and tell us what it's all about?
Yeah, I think that the main emphasis on this program is to point out to people that agriculture and, you know, as us as hog farmers and all of agriculture have really been working, you know, to achieve this sustainability before it became a buzzword. We've always been about protecting the environment and what we can do to make things better. And it's just that the drawback to some of us farmers is we don't do a very good job of getting that emphasized out to people. We do a good job of doing our work, but we just don't tell people about it.
All right. So what kind of practices, give our listeners kind of a taste of what you guys are talking about in this campaign, or maybe even tell us a little bit about what your operation does to give us an idea of what farmers have already been implementing?
Well, I think it points out very specifically in the campaign, you know, the results of what has happened over the last, you know, few years as far as being, you know, we use 25% less water and 7% less energy and, you know, and that's resulted in a smaller footprint. And, you know, I can tell you for ourselves, and we switched over to what was called a bite nipple in our finishing barns back in 2006. And we didn't get the 20% that they said we were going to reduce our water with, but we did get 15%. And that's just a big savings right there.
All right. And of course, you know, another area that, you know, the environmentalists always think about is, you know, the ground and groundwater. And of course, farmers do too, because of the fact that, you know, we rely on it so much to grow our crops. And getting rid of that manure and using it as a fertilizer, it's not like it used to be where you take it out with a spreader and just let it go wherever it fell. There's a lot more into it now and a lot more environmental concerns being addressed when this is being applied, correct?
Yes, that has been a major issue in my area. I'm right in the center of what's called the Western Lake Erie Basin. And a lot of people might have heard that the city of Toledo was without water for a few days back in 2014 because of the algae bloom on the lake, which has really heightened the awareness in our area. And we've been one of the demonstration farms here where we actually have edge of field testing equipment where we're measuring all the water that comes off through the tile and also through the surface to see what we're doing. And one of the biggest things I've seen is we even had several of the activist groups down and toured our place. And the assumption was this manure was just pumped out onto the field, you know, with a big hose. You know, we just started the pump and let it run and let it run and run. And then when it was done, it was done. And they had no idea to how we were even moving to the place where we were variable rating our manure the same as dry fertilizer and applying it with grid samples. So that's just a story to tell that, you know, helps relieve the misconceptions about how manure is treated as a waste and how it harms our water. Because I told him, I said, you got to remember, I said, our family drinks the water from the ground that we apply our manure on, has for generations, and I want to preserve it for generations to come.
And, you know, that has been the story I've seen throughout this, from some of the testimonies from yourself and a couple other farmers that are involved in this, that, you know, you've said that it's about making sure that there is something to pass along and that there is that it's going to be sustainable for generations to come, because that's the livelihood you've inherited and you want to make sure it's there and that you're giving them the best possible opportunity in the future.
Yeah, and it's just not a new thing as we talk about sustainability seems to be the capture word now. I was taught this by my grandfather, you know, and I'm passing it on to my grandkids. So this has always been in the eye of the farmer to protect the land that he works with every day. And we just have to get that message out to people.
And where can people find this message for the Farming Today for Tomorrow, where they can take a look at it and maybe share it themselves and help to tell their story as they talk about their operations?
I think they can just go to the MPPC website and or type in a Google search for Farming Today for Tomorrow, and that will bring up there are about five or six different videos that show different aspects from the air to the water to the land, you know, of what we're doing and what we really have been doing, so that people can get an understanding that, you know, we are already to this. Now, does that mean that we have to stop? No, we're learning things every day on the demonstration farm to pass along to help us get better in the future, that we will, you know, for ourselves and other farmers to learn from.
All right. Well, Dwayne, I thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us. Again, that is Farming Today for Tomorrow. You can look it up through Google or go to the National Pork Producers Council website. Dwayne, again, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Dustin. You have a good day.
That's Dwayne Staitler. He is a hog farmer and a member of the National Pork Producers Council Board here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.